Senegalese police arrested the 7 Quranic teachers, also known as marabouts, after the government announced a crackdown on begging in the capital. Human Rights Watch researcher Matt Wells said police interviewed more than 20 young boys who were under the care of the Quranic teachers.
Apparently they used the testimony of a fair number of kids that they rounded up to find these 7 marabouts, and then they arrested them, quickly prosecuted them.
The teachers have admitted to forcing their students to beg. The verdict and sentencing is scheduled for next Wednesday. News reports say each teacher admitted to forcing the students, known as talibé, to beg on the streets each day. The teachers said they have been doing this for a long time and did not think they would be arrested for the practice. Last week, Prime Minister Suleiman N'Djin N'Djai said the government would enforce the country's law prohibiting voluntary and forced begging. Human Rights Watch released a report earlier this year that described how thousands of children are forced to beg in the streets by the marabouts. Wells, who authored the report, said these arrests signal positive efforts to stop the practice of forced begging among children.
The prosecution of these 7 demonstrates, you know, certainly some level of engagement and will on the part of the government to really combat this problem more at its root.
The teacher said they each had between 10 and 50 students in their care. UNICEF estimates that there are nearly 100,000 talibé in Senegal who are forced to beg. Wells added that what happens to the children is equally as important as arresting the marabouts.
The government needs to make sure that the kids that are being rounded up, that the kids that are still left in these daras, that there are adequate, you know, protection mechanisms in place to get them back to their families, but to make sure in the meantime that they're adequately provided for. But if that's done, I think clearly this represents a positive step on the part of the government.
Some of the talibé who were under the care of the arrested marabouts have been taken to a government-run center known as the Guindy Center. The center's director, Sadata Diallo, said the children are now in good hands. The Quranic teachers will be sentenced next Wednesday. Prosecutors have asked they serve 6 months in prison with 2 years of probation. The defense has asked for leniency because the law was never applied in the past. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.